Today, for the last time, soldiers, toy soldiers, opened the doors of a New York City icon.
Are you ready to do it one more time?
Yeah!
Guys, come on in. Welcome, FAO.
People young and old streamed into FAO, FAO Schwartz, a store very often referred to as FAO Schwartz. It's closing its doors today after almost 30 years in its current location on New York's Fifth Avenue. Rising rents are to blame. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang spoke to some of its last visitors.
They came from as far as California, Denmark, and even Thailand.
FAO Schwartz actually has been one of the places I've always wanted to see since I was a kid. Quite sad that it's closing the first day we come here, but at least we get a chance to see it.
45-year-old Scott Stuffelbeam of Bangkok flew into New York last night, and he made the toy store his first stop on his vacation with his wife and 15-year-old daughter, Alyssa.
Is he more excited than you are to go in?
A lot more excited. I never saw a toy store this big. It looks pretty exciting.
If you've never been inside FAO Schwartz, you've probably seen it in the movies, like the 1988 film Big with Tom Hanks. He ends up dancing on a giant foot piano in the toy store. On its last day on Fifth Avenue, the big piano had plenty of eager players.
There's a line of parents here holding up their phones, taking pictures of children jumping on the piano.
This is the kind of toy store where you can bring home a life-size plush pony for about $950. Hello Kitty bags and dollhouses were marked for clearance. Still, some visitors came more for the memories than sales.
Years ago, they had a fabulous electric train. I mean, really beautiful setups. It was just a thrill to go through and then to relive it with your children.
George Wiebeken lived in New York for a few years before moving to France. He came out of the store today with a bag full of candy for a friend.
And I'm sorry to see it closing. I've had many, many happy times with my own children. But things move on.
10-year-old Tulsi Parikh of Houston left the store empty-handed.
I didn't buy anything. I like some of the stuff, but it was pretty pricey, so yeah.
Those prices usually can't beat the deals you can find online. That's where Tulsi's mother, Ummi, usually shops. But she says,
this is more fun. This is where you get to touch and feel everything. The little magic trick and the plane, and can't do that anywhere else.
Toy lovers, though, won't have to mourn forever. The store's owner, Toys R Us, says FAO Schwartz will reopen in a new location in Manhattan with cheaper rent and enough space for the giant foot piano. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.